From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby, and for Ricky Bevington. Several new laws go into effect today. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the changes you should expect.
One new law creates a new statewide business court that is specially designed to hear complex business-focused cases. Another adds additional judges to several local judicial circuits. Most laws signed by the governor take effect immediately or on July 1st when the state's fiscal year begins. One change you won't see is Georgia's new abortion law. A federal judge has temporarily blocked House Bill 481. It bans most abortions around 6 weeks into pregnancy and establishes legal personhood for embryos. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Here are some other laws going into effect today. Car buyers will now only pay 6.6% in sales tax instead of 7%. The Department of Driver Services can now authorize certain driving training schools to administer the on-the-road skill test needed for a license or permit. Elected county officials like sheriffs and court clerks will receive a 5% raise on their base salaries. And Gwinnett County will add an 11th judge to its superior court. Governor Kemp will appoint that judge, who will then be up for election in 2022. The University of Georgia Bulldogs are playing in the Sugar Bowl tonight. GPB's Ross Terrell has more on the game.
UGA enters the game as the number 5 ranked team of the nation, and tonight they will face the number 7 Baylor Bears. It's the second year in a row that the Dogs will play in the bowl game in New Orleans. Last year, they lost to Texas by a touchdown. They entered that game ranked number 5 as well. UGA's shot at a national championship fell short after failing to win the SEC championship last month. They lost to LSU in that game in Atlanta. The Bulldogs have won 2 bowl games under head coach Kirby Smart, with their last win coming in the Rose Bowl 2 years ago. Georgia is favored to win this year's matchup, and kickoff is at 8:45 p.m. on ESPN. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
And an iconic Atlanta dive bar has closed. Management of the Star Bar in Little Five Points made the surprise announcement on Facebook yesterday, just before a New Year's Eve celebration. They said their landlord decided to rent the space to someone else. The landlord reportedly gave the staff 11 days to vacate the premises. The current owner took ownership of Star Bar in 2013. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.